This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a Bumble O Wednesday. We're seriously thinking about bringing back the Pete Tong game later this week. Also, a selection of the most annoying things to ever say to a DJ. And I try and get Chris a decent rider sorted in Ibiza by calling one of our bosses. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Hope you're good, it's Scott here on Radio 1 as we get another day closer to Chris's debut in Ibiza as a DJ in the toilets of a nightclub.
Of a super club, Scott.
That's right.
Well excited.
Wish I was going, because as I was saying yesterday, I would be the have you got guy. The guy that gets right up in your personal space and just says, let's do it now. Mate, have you got any R&B?
No.
Mate, have you got Beach Boy, Nailin and Kane?
Go away.
Mate, have I got to the main room?
Yeah. No, you would be that person. That's why, in a small kind of way, it's nice that you're not going.
You're crap. What time's Danny Howard on? Would be that guy.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
So you're doing both summer mixes tomorrow.
Yeah, big day for me tomorrow.
9:45 and 3:45. At least you won't have a have you got there guy then. No. Hey, where's the main room? Won't have that in the summer mix.
Yeah, but I'll have that in the afternoon because you'll obviously be here, won't you? You'll be right next to me going, have you got this?
And yeah. Got any R&B? So Chris on the summer mixes tomorrow before he hits Ibiza for his debut DJ set. On the White Isle. Ugh.
Danny Howard's summer mix this morning, by the way, was exceptional.
Yeah, I did hear it.
Problems.
Yes. Very good.
Do you know what I mean? I think they should have put him on afterwards.
Yeah. You know what, though? This whole Ibiza DJ set is a great excuse, I think, this week to play the Pete Tong game again, where we get Pete Tong to read out some DJ names and artists, like he does on his show, and we have to guess whether they're real or not.
Yeah.
I love this game. So what do we think? This is from last time. Real or made up?
On the rise and doing some serious damage on the dance floors, the Tech House Wonder Kid. It's Roland Pump.
You see, I'm not sure. I think that one was probably real.
Roland Pump?
Roland Pump, yeah. I'm
made up.
No, it was it?
Not a real DJ.
Oh, it's harder this game than I remember.
Let's do this again this week with some new ones. Here's another one. Is this made up? Or real?
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rose, a brand new one taken from Guy Gerber's latest EP. And the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Funk.
Real or made up? Posh Funk.
I'm not sure, Scott.
Munich super producer.
I think real.
Made up. Scott Mills. Hello, Ben in Lincoln, who says, this song's been out for ages. I still have no idea of the lyrics. Can you help me? Is it? Ooh, I'm facing albinos. For all of my Bibles. Those secret manholes. Are nothing but trouble.
That's
yes,
it.
Ben, you're spot on.
Scott Mills.
Lindsay in Birmingham raises a really good point. Ever since that script song came out, it's done nothing but rain. It's like Umbrella Rihanna all over again.
True.
She says, we don't need this. That's the script and rain on BBC Radio 1. Let's talk about the lyrics to A Fire Trouble. I've also got some questions about the lyrics in that song as well.
Can we just go back to being us again?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Say again?
Can we just go back to being us again?
Whatever you want to do.
Scott Mills.
Louisa Johnson, so good on BBC Radio 1. Hi, Adam in London. Just kind of having lunch together today. Listens to us every day. And also Leslie and Mark and Emma listening around the pool in Costa del Sol at the moment, obviously using the hotel Wi-Fi, which, as I often tell you, is the Wi-Fi is always in Spain or Greece, the owner of the hotel's name and the year.
Yeah, sometimes the previous year.
Yeah, so I don't know, 1-2016, try that. Oh no, they say they're on the hotel Wi-Fi already, so fine. Hey, guess what? Dragon's Den's coming back soon.
Yes.
Love that show. Amazing that after all these years and all these series, there's still people with all those really creative ideas out there,
you would think that they've completely run out of ideas, actually.
Yeah.
Seen it all.
So, we've done this before, and she loves it. Our favourite dragon is Deborah Meaden. You know that I've got her home phone number. So, why bother going on the TV show when I can just cut all that out for you? And I can just directly put you through to Deborah Meaden, and then you pitch your idea. She loves it. She loves getting those calls at home.
Mm.
And you don't have to bother about, like, travelling to get to the TV show. Or
the lift.
The lift. You might not even get on, like, after you apply. What a load of hassle.
Yeah, it can be really long, all that. This is the quicker way of doing it.
Much quicker. So if you've got an idea that you think is great, it can be big, it can be small, an invention, an idea, something you think is going to change the world, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and I put some calls through to Deborah Meaden's phone at home next week. Just to give you an idea of the kind of thing we're looking for, this is from last year on Instant Dragon's Den, that's what we call it. No faffing about. This is Sarah, who pitched to Deborah with her product, David Beckham.
Hello.
Hi, is that Deborah?
Who's calling?
It's Sarah calling. Scott gave me your number.
Oh, hello, Sarah.
Hi.
You've got a really good business idea, haven't you?
Yes, I was just going to say, I've got a great idea. I'd love to pitch to you.
Okay, fire away.
Okay, so it's an idea that I've had for quite some time now. When I was at uni, we were all sat around one night trying to think of an idea, you know, that we could get rich quick instead of relying on our uni course to get us through. And this is kind of where my idea was first born. So the name of the product that I'd like to pitch to you today is called David Beckham. And
David Beckham.
Yes. And I've taken my inspiration for this from a product you might have heard of called Billy Bear Meat. I think people used to have it when they were kids for their packed lunches. It was some kind of ham with a bear's face on the front of it.
I've never heard of that, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay, but my idea takes that a little bit further. So I'm combining two of the really great things of the world together, ham and David Beckham. And that's where the product David Beckham was born. And I'm going for high-quality sliced ham that's going to have David Beckham's face right in the middle of it.
Right.
Okay. Yep.
I don't even ask. Are you looking for an investment, or do you just telling me about your idea?
Well, I'm hoping that you'd love to invest in it. I'm surprised it's not been something that's done before, or you've seen this idea before, because I think a lot of people would love to buy it, and I can imagine it across supermarket delis all over the country. And I'm hoping one day to maybe go
back. Sarah, how much money did you want?
Well, that's the one thing I've not really worked out the finer details of yet. And I was hoping that your expertise, you could maybe give me a few points on how much money I might need to get this really off the ground.
Have you ever watched Dragon's Den?
Yeah, and I always knew the finance part would be the bit that I would probably not do so well at.
It's not really the finance part. It's the thing where you say, I need £500 and I'll give you an investment for 50% of my business. That bit?
Well,
because that's kind of what Dragon's Den is. That's what a pitch is.
Yeah.
Mm.
I just thought I'd sell you my idea and then we'd go from there.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll set that to one side.
Oh yeah. Actually, I've got the extra little bit that I could add in that might sway it for you.
Right.
So I'm thinking forward a little bit. Obviously, Christmas isn't too far away. And I thought that over the Christmas period, we could do a family platter. So we could have a different ham with each of the Beckham's faces on, and you can take your pick and eat whichever one takes your fancy.
Sarah, I tell you exactly what happened.
I can just see it.
You're all sitting around with your mates at university, and you're playing around with people's names, and you think, Beckham. Oh, that's a really good idea. We ought to make a ham with David Beckham's face on it.
Really
funny when you're at university and you may have had a couple of glasses of wine, but it's really not a business, is it?
Well, but who wouldn't want to eat David Beckham's face? Would you not want to eat it?
No, really. That's the point. Really, who would?
Well, I've actually started doing a bit of market research, and everybody I tell the idea to says that they'd love the chance to eat David Beckham.
Don't tell me that you've actually been out there. There's actually people in the world who would eat David Beckham ham. David Beckham. Yeah?
Completely, there is. And the only one thing that I've not had a chance to do yet is run the idea past David. But yeah. I think he'll be totally into it.
Can I save you? I mean, to do that, you're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops. And can I just save you the trouble? Because you'll probably spend the rest of your life. And you could well end up being locked away. So don't even try it. I would leave that idea where it should have stayed, which is in your university room with all of your mates. Really?
Well, I just think that he's previously endorsed a TV channel, a clothing line, whiskey. Sarah. I think ham is the next obvious step.
Sarah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Just say those words to yourself and then tell me you think that's a good idea. If you were David Beckham and somebody said, I want to produce ham with your face stamped on it.
Yeah, I think he'd be all over it.
Yeah. I don't. So that is a terrible, terrible idea. And you don't even want an investment because you haven't worked, you haven't asked me for anything at all other than just telling me it's a really good idea, which I'm really sorry, Sarah, it's not. There isn't really investment for me to make, so I'm out.
Oh, that's a shame.
I don't like it when she just goes like that. It's so final.
I was hoping that she was maybe going to come back and say she was joking.
Are you actually serious about this?
Yeah, I can't see how it wouldn't work and it wouldn't be a big success. Like, you'd eat David Beckham's face on a piece of ham, wouldn't you?
Hell yeah. BBC Radio 1. So that's how Instant Dragon's Den works. Everyone has these, don't they? You know, in the pub with your mates, you're like, look, I've got this brilliant invention. It's going to make me millions. If you have that conversation with your mates generally, put it to Deborah Meaden. I can connect you to her directly at home. I've got her landline.
And it doesn't just need to be about ham. I mean, someone's texting just now saying she should have used Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to just be ham. It's fine. We're looking for new ideas to pitch her.
Yeah, anything at all, any invention, any idea, big or small, email me with what it is and I can put you through, because I'll tell you what, Deborah Meaden likes nothing more than receiving phone calls put through by me at home when she's trying to relax. So email your idea for Instant Dragon's Den to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll ring her up and you can pitch to her.
Scott Mills.
Chris is DJing in Ibiza this weekend in some high-end toilets at a super club called High, brand new club.
Part of the Radio 1 dance family now.
Well,
that's where they put me.
No one said that to you.
Oh, here we go. Salty Mills.
Not part of the Radio 1 dance family.
I'm this weekend.
One gig. What's on your rider?
I'm not sorted yet.
Right. What do you think you want?
Well,
the champagne.
No, because we were talking about this. The problem is with the rider situation now is because this is like, this is a Radio 1 thing. I feel slightly anxious about talking to bosses about this issue.
Yeah, well, I think we've got that sorted. I think we need to call one of the bosses just after 3. It's in the planner for the show here.
Yeah.
Just to try and sort your rider out a little bit. Because you know what it'll be like? You'll get there and there won't be anything there for you. So I think we just need to call and make a few kind of requests, maybe.
I think it's a good idea, because if you get involved as well, I can ultimately blame you.
Oh, I'll be involved, don't worry. Just after 3.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, sorry I cancelled the rest of my world tour. I'm just going to go and play on some bikes now. Okay, bye. So sorry if you got tickets. It's only 15 shows, so need to relax, really.
What are you talking about with the bikes? Is that something you've heard that I haven't? Is that the excuse?
There was just the day after he cancelled his whole concert, I saw it on TMZ website. To be fair, they do need to leave him alone a bit, because it's like constant intrusion. But he was on the beach in Santa Monica and they were like, so Justin, you cancelled your show? He's like, yeah, a bit tired. Just got to go and play with some bikes now. See ya.
Which is cool, but then don't sign yourself up to do a load of shows in the first place. That's where the disappointment is. If there was no show, chill out. Take a bit of time away. Take as long as you want.
Well, he has had time off in between. Anyway, let's not get into this. But once you sign up for a tour, you've got to do the tour, hon. That was What Do You Mean on BBC Radio 1. Fans are let down, you know. Should we do this? Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. This from the Pete Tong game.
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rose, a brand new one taken from Guy Gerber's latest EP, and the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Vank.
Danny Howard?
So the bill that you hear there with the laser riser is like...
Dua Lipa's biggest fan from the show.
Yes, welcome water. Hashtag female Jesus.
So that's talking about Honey G. Now, I promise you we didn't know, but after we spoke to Honey G yesterday, loads of stuff came out about her. Did you see?
I saw.
She's gay. Honey gay. That's what it could be for.
Yeah, we've always wondered what the G stood for. Wouldn't rule it out.
No.
Where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing-along, you've had the claps.
I need some of these. I can put these over the summer mix I do tomorrow, Scott. Mm. Danny Howard there. 7 p.m. Jag Skills. 8 p.m. Jag Skills. 9 p.m. Jag Skills. 10 p.m. Jag Skills. 11 p.m. Firework Extravaganza.
And Pete Tong.
And Dennis Crew's Crazy After Hours mix is on the way, which gets me so excited I have to knock one out myself.
Towie in 30 seconds.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah, good, you?
You all right?
Yeah, you?
All right.
Hello, you all right?
You all right?
You all right?
Yeah, you?
You all right?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
How are you,
you
all right?
You all right?
Yeah, good, you?
Yeah, good.
Awesome, I'm good, how are you?
Not bad.
Good.
Hello.
All right. All right.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
Hello.
How are you? All right, Del. All
right.
Yeah, you?
Yeah,
I'm good.
Hi.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Good.
All right.
How
are
you doing?
You
alright?
Alright, yeah.
Yeah. Alright,
yeah, good.
I'm good.
Not really, no.
Yeah, you?
It's just a potato, darling.
Yes, Queen. There's a lot of bambolaying going on abroad right now, Scott.
There
a lot
is.
Of people on holiday spotting it on holiday.
Yes, there is.
You know, little hotel bands and things like that doing the bambolao on the wrong day.
Yeah, because it's often the hotel entertainment and they'll do bambolao on like a random Thursday and people are always message going, oh, what are they doing? It's for Wednesdays. First live bambolao in ages, says Catherine, as I'm normally a podcast listener. Reedman and Emily having a week away in a log cabin dancing on the decking.
Hell of a gap, lads. Shout out to Sam bumbling his massy tractor off.
Yes.
Yes, Queen.
Sean delivering wine in wet Oxford, bumbling his riocas off. Oh, it feels good, right? Katie taking a break from her cleaning to have a little midweek dance with us.
Richard erecting fence right now in Quadring. He's got a dodgy back.
James in Watford is loving the gap today. Also, we've got this person, Claire, oh, and Chris, and the bowler crew getting Ibiza ready for the arrival of Chris Stark.
Yes.
They're there already. They're going to come and see you playing in the toilets. Yes. I reckon your gig will be quite well attended in the toilet.
Yeah, well, depends who's in the other room, I guess, doesn't it?
Eric Prids.
Yes, sure. Yes, exactly. Shout out to everyone using a toilet right now.
40 days.
Amy in Chester, hello. Spencer bumbling his spanners off. Another person.
Another one.
Another one going to Ibiza. This is Luke. He's coming to see you as well.
Nice one,
Luke.
Two people
there. David in Ashford is bumbling like a fat child in a pushchair.
Great one. That's so good.
Bumbling in my digger in the sea at Dorlish. That's Warren. Another one.
Shout out to Will. He says, tidy gap, guys. He's bumbling right now in Ormsby.
And Claudia bumbling to herself in the gym.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Jax Jones, Demi Lovato, Steph London. Instruction on BBC Radio 1.
My favourite name, that.
Steph London.
Steph London.
It is good, isn't it?
I want to hear it with a Pete Tong voice.
Steph London. He would be good at saying that. We're going to do the Pete Tong game again later this week because Chris has got Ibiza coming up. He's got his set in Ibiza, and it's Radio 1's Ibiza weekend, where we get Pete Tong to read out some names of different DJs, some of them real, some of them not, and you and we all play along and guess which is which.
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rose, a brand new one taken from Guy Gerber's latest EP, and the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Vank.
Now, that is one that we made up. Posh Vank is not real. We'll do that later in the week, I think.
Radio 1 has landed in the dance music capital of the world. And we are bringing the party.
Are you ready?
Annie Mac,
Danny Howard,
and Mr. Jam present tres noches de música electrónica increíble.
It all begins on Friday night, when I will be live back from the new High Nightclub
with Eric Pritz,
Nele,
Pete Tong,
Kulch,
Beat Rates,
and
Chris Stark in the toilets.
Lol.
Who came to party today?
BBC Radio 1. Friday night from 7.
That's actually happening, isn't it?
Yeah, well excited. I get more and more excited every time I hear that.
Absolutely ridiculous this is. And you're doing the summer mixes tomorrow?
Yeah. Fully on. Oi, that's proper salty of you, actually, Mills. You're starting to come across as a very bitter man. You are, though.
I wish you the very best of luck. Mills. Not salty. What's the setup then with this toilet gig? Is there a bouncer on the door at the toilet? Ben the Tracker wants to know.
A bouncer... Well, it's a room in its own right, isn't it?
So there will be bouncers to get into the toilet.
I guess so.
At least no one will ask you where the toilets are because they'll already be in them.
Yeah, but you can't stop someone from going to the toilet. Like, if you are a security guard, your name's not on the list, you're not coming in. Yeah. It's like, well, hang on a minute, I didn't realise I had to be on a guest list for the toilets.
Many people are very excited about your two summer mixes tomorrow as well. 9.45 and 3.45, mixed by Chris.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I found this really good article on BuzzFeed called... best ways to annoy a DJ, which I'm going to reveal to you in a minute.
Okay.
Just ahead of your your DJ set in Ibiza on Friday night. So we've got the DW squad from Dunstable heading out tomorrow. They've been loads to Radio 1's weekend in Ibiza. Scott is being salty, so is Grimmy. Absolutely buzzing to see you in the bogs.
Grimmy wasn't as salty as you this morning, actually. To be fair to him, he wasn't as salty.
The DW squad are more excited to see you than half the lineup. They're just saying that. That's
no,
sweet.
That's
really nice.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing them.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Matt.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you?
Burton on Trent,
what are you doing?
I'm just sitting in my dumper at the minute.
Oh, in your dumper? Life.
In the dumper. Oh, or, yeah. And what do you do as a job?
I'm a quarry worker, sadly.
Ooh. And the nice. Quarry, yes.
Yeah.
Don't think I've ever said quarry, yes, before, so...
quarry, yes.
In a quarry, yes. I bet you wish you were going to see Chris playing in the Bogs and Ibiza on Friday night, don't you?
Yeah, guess so.
Do you think he's going to smash it? Do you think he's going to smash it?
Hopefully, yeah. He's got to step up to that if he's got to beat Annie Mac and Danny Howard.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but it's not so much a battle, is it? We're all like a group together. It's a lineup.
You're in the Radio 1 dance family.
Working together. Matt, do you have confidence in me?
Yeah, hopefully.
How do you see it playing out? Be honest. It's cool.
I think you're doing it, Matt. I think you're doing well. If you get the right tunes on, you smash it. Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. You've been working very hard on it, to be fair.
Mm.
Chris is doing the summer mixes tomorrow as well, 9.45 and 3.45. Okay, this is what I've got for you today, Matt.
He's singing along. Big in the quarries, this one.
Sugar Babes. Hole in the Head. Love. Okay, that's what I've got for you.
I've gone for something very, very different. Right, you ready?
Secret.
Tune.
It's a good one. It's the All American Rejects, Dirty Little Secret. He's not singing along to this one, though. Mad if he goes for Sugar Babes.
I'm just taking it all in, Chris.
Yeah, cool, man.
Sugar Babes were great back in the day. They were.
Which Sugar Babes? There's about 10 of them. They sort of kept reforming.
I don't know which ones were which, but they were good. There's some tunes, mate. Hello,
right,
Matt.
Then. Yeah. What we're going to go for.
Right, then.
It's up to you, mate.
Nine times out of ten.
Sorry, I started it before.
Times out of ten, I do go with Chris. And 10 times out of 10, I'm sticking with Chris.
Good man. Oh, that's annoyed me.
What a tune.
Yeah, it is good, that. Yeah, mine was inferior. Yeah, it was.
It was. Gabby disagrees, though, Scott. She says, what? Sugar Babes all the way. Scott, you're robbed. Chris, you're under a citizen's arrest.
You're under a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
That was Dirty Little Secret, All American Rejects, sounding really good, actually.
Scott Mills.
It's all happening in the toilets in Ibiza this weekend. Not for the first time. But it's Chris's big bog set. This, can we call it that?
We can do.
Friday night.
Chris Stark's bog ones.
Ali and D-Man really wish they could be there. They're like, take us along and put us on your rider. It's all good, right? I think you're getting there with the music. But what about the people around you? Because I reckon you're going to be swamped with people. You know people that come up to the booth?
Mm-hmm.
I've just found this great article. I just want to see how you would react if people said these things to you, right? These are the ways to annoy a DJ. You ready?
Go on, then.
So imagine you were actually playing in the toilets in High Night Club in Ibiza on Friday night, which is happening, right? So let's say this is your song. Excuse me, mate. Can you put on something we can actually dance to? How annoying. It's my friend's birthday, so you have to play this song. You have to. Have you got it?
Yeah, the other one that's really annoying is if people say, oh, no one likes this one. You know, as in, don't talk for everyone.
No one likes this. Another one. Can you play a song from my phone? Can I put my drink here for 1 second?
No, definitely not.
Can I just put my jacket in the booth while I dance?
I'll do that. Well, that's, yeah, no, I'm kind of a toilet attendant now. I'm a glorified toilet attendant, really, aren't I?
What does this button do? I've had that before. And also my all-time favourite. Mate, can I use the microphone? Go away. Can I come in the booth with you? Can I hang out in the booth with you?
Well, no, absolutely not.
No, but you're not going to say that because you're too polite.
No, I am too nice. I'll probably say yes.
I think you dealt with that all right, actually, to be fair. No one likes this. This is crap. Put something else on.
That's where I'm going to fall apart a little bit because not really DJed in Ibiza before. I've just got to do what I think's right. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Some people feel that they've missed part of the story. Like, how did you get this gig in a club toilet in Ibiza? Felix, who's doing some painting in Droitwich, doesn't know how. Well, Danny Howard managed to sort Chris out with this gig.
Yeah.
Never been to Ibiza before.
This was like a week ago when Danny Howard came in, sort of sprung this on me.
So he sorted it out for Chris to DJ the toilets in a place called High Nightclub in Ibiza. So thanks very much for that, Danny. And it's nearly here. It's like happening on Friday night.
I know.
Right, so let's try and sort out your rider a bit, shall we?
Yeah.
Because like superstar DJ that now, you've got to have the rider to go with it. You know, the rider that bands and artists and DJs have. You know, like they have like room temperature water and a selection of nuts and crisps. Or like, you know, some cans of Coke or whatever. I think we need to major on this because, you know, you're part of the Radio 1 dance family now. So there's a man here at Radio 1 whose name is Adam, who runs kind of all the really cool late night shows here at Radio 1, like Annie Mac and Mr. Jam, all the cool shows.
Exactly. Well, I've started obviously having to work with him a little bit now that I'm part of
that's cool, yeah.
Radio 1 dance family.
But he is the man you want to speak to, you need to speak to if you want to get something done, because he's kind of looking after this whole Ibiza thing, right? And I know you know, you're too humble to ask for anything. So what I'm going to do is feed you a list of things to ask for in your ears, okay? Mm. So he won't hear me at all. Only you and the listeners will be able to hear me telling you what to say.
Right? Right.
Okay, so if I press this button here,
Only you can hear me in your ears, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And now the button's off. Okay, so just you and the listeners will hear.
Okay.
Adam, our boss,
this
won't,
is weird.
Won't be able to hear me. Shall we give him a call?
Yes.
Going to issue a medium-sized cringe warning here, guys. Just to let you know. Otherwise, you'll just complain that it was cringe afterwards. Oh, here we go.
Hello, Adam speaking.
Hey, Adam, it's Chris Stark.
Oh, hello, Chris.
I am so excited for Friday.
Oh, it's going to be great, isn't it? Are you all set?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I'm just working on the set at the moment.
How's that looking?
It's looking all right. Summer mix tomorrow on Grimmy Show as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're all set for that as well.
Yeah, yeah, all good. I've never been to Ibiza before, and yeah. I've not really done anything with you lot, like the dance family here at Radio 1. So I just wanted to know who do I speak to about riders?
Riders?
Yeah, DJ stuff.
I mean, that would probably be Rebecca in the live events team, but, I mean, to be honest, there'll be stuff there. There'll be some, like, soft drinks and water and a couple of beers as well, and everyone's getting the same. So there's nothing really to talk about. I mean, it'll be sorted out for you. What are you thinking?
There's not many things that I was thinking of, but I've got a little list here. Do you mind if I quickly run through? I know you're in charge of the whole thing.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Ask him what Kulsh is getting on his rider.
Out of interest, what are the other DJs getting? What's Kulsh getting on his rider?
They're all getting the same, Chris. I mean, we're pretty standard with it, but because it's a BBC event, we don't go wild. They don't get what I think they normally get.
Is that true, though?
Is that honestly true, Adam?
Absolutely, yeah. We actually had to knock back a couple of things from some of them. But we've got to be fair. We've got to give everyone the same, basically.
Do you mind if I just say a couple of things that it'd like, if it is possible to sort on the slide, that would be good to have?
Yeah, go ahead.
All DJs wear black T-shirts, so I'd like 4 long-line black T-shirts.
I would like 4 long-line black T-shirts, if that's okay.
What's that? What's a long-line black T-shirt? Sorry.
I'm not 100% sure myself. But 4 of them, please, because imagine one will get lost due to sweat. And I don't know, it's just good to have spares hanging up, isn't it?
I'm not sure where we'd manage to get them, to be honest, at this late stage. Could you bring a couple of your own, maybe?
Ask him if he can go to the shop himself.
If you don't mind getting those for me, actually, that would be really helpful. So,
I'm not going to have time to get them, Chris, and we don't have any to hand. So I think if you could just bring some of your own.
What's the situation with dancers?
The situation on stage when I'm there... I imagine I'll be DJing to quite a captive audience in the loos, but you know when you DJ these super clubs, you always see these dancers kind of just appear out of nowhere. How do I go about, or have you already provided dancers?
Tell them you want one of each.
There won't be dancers in the toilets.
I'd like one of each. Yep, fine. I'd like one of each, ideally, if that's okay.
One of each? What do you mean, one of...
I'm not even sure myself.
You mean two? What do you mean by one of each?
Just one of each.
Let me just have a look on the list here. Hang on.
Because you're in the toilet, is it possible to get £1,000 worth of aftershave to hand out in the loos through BBC expenses so you can spray people?
The other thing we were thinking is that it would be quite nice to buy in a load of bottles of aftershave because in the toilets, and then we can sort of spray people as they come up and ask for songs. So if I was to buy, say, £1,000 worth of cheap aftershave... I can put that through BBC expenses, I'm assuming.
No, we don't have a budget for that, I'm afraid.
That's a no.
Is it possible to have some paella next to the booth?
I know this isn't normally what you see a DJ doing, but like in terms of dinner and stuff like that, whilst I'm DJing, would it be possible to provide a small sort of tray of tapas?
To the booth.
Directly to the DJ booth.
Don't think there's catering on site in that way. I could probably chuck in a couple of bags of crisps, Chris.
I bet Annie Mac gets more than crisps.
I heard Annie Mac gets way more than crisps.
No, Annie's going to get the same as everybody else.
What exactly is your role in this?
So are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's going to be really good fun. It's going to be a great weekend.
What's your role?
And what exactly is your role in this whole thing?
I'm overseeing the broadcast side of things.
Yeah, also, you are the boss.
Club bit.
Okay. Thanks for asking me anyway. It's a real pleasure to do this for you, and I don't want to let you down.
You.
All right.
Look forward to seeing you.
All right, speak later.
Bye.
Thanks. Great. Why would you say that at the end of it?
just wanted to
the rider thing's funny, but like potentially losing my job is not so much.
What exactly is your job?
Oh. Woo! Ooh, that got dangerous.
Scott Mills.
Oh, this is excellent news. Tonight, Arcade Fire in session with Annie Mac tonight from 7 o'clock. If you've not checked out Annie Mac's show in the evening before, it is so, so good. Give her a listen tonight. If you love Arcade Fire, they're in session tonight from 7 with Annie Mac on BBC Radio 1. Just gets like so many cool interviews, so many exclusives. It's so good.
It's true. It's on at like the perfect time as well. Like, I'll be at home cooking some dinner listening to Annie Mac and it just feels cooler. It makes everything cooler. Do you know what I mean?
Especially if you're cooking something particularly uncool.
Yeah. Like yeah, what would that be?
Toad in the Hole.
You can't make Toad in the Hole.
Bit
you
naff.
Don't even know what it is, really.
No, it's sausage and that, isn't it? But Annie Mac makes it
called Toad in the Hole?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
Is that one?
Annie Mac, tonight at 7 on Radio 1. Give it a listen. That was a bit awkward, wasn't it, with the old, with the boss there?
Yeah, fine, though.
Someone's like, what do you mean a medium cringe warning? That was horrendous. I can't do it. Your career almost went down the toilet as well.
Good.
Tune of the week. I'll play it every night. Does it make you wish a little bit that you were one of those disco queens back in the 70s?
No, I don't know what my point of reference for that would be.
Certainly does for me. I love it so much. High contrast. I'll play it every night. The Beat Don't Feel the Same is my tune of the week and you lot are absolutely loving it.
Scott Mills.
What are you saying? You've got some UKG in your set in Ibiza or is it just mostly like dance?
So far, mostly dance, but I can slip it in if you like.
The original of this might sound good.
That kind of thing.
It's not really a beef, though, I suppose.
Don't really know what the rules are.
So what you do need to take, and you haven't put it on your USB sticks yet, the crowd noise. Just makes everything sound bigger. Listen to that. Whoa.
Yeah, but that might number... If you're playing... I don't know how big the toilets are there, but this crowd might be too big. The sound of it. I don't know.
It just sounds better over music because it makes it sound like there's more people there. Listen.
What's that? It's a vuvuzela.
Hello! Hello, vuvuzela.
Oh, vuvuzelas would be great there, wouldn't it?
If you're going, awesome. If you're going to Ibiza, bring a vuvuzela with you. For Christmas. Hello! For Christmas set on Friday.
Ibiza, make some noise!
Radio 1 has landed in the dance music capital of the world. And we are bringing the party.
Are you ready?
Annie Mac,
Danny Howard,
and Mr. Jam present tres noches de música electrónica increíble.
It all begins on Friday night, when I will be live back from the new High Nightclub
with Eric Pritz,
Nele,
Pete Tong,
Kulch,
Beat Rates,
and
Chris Stark in the toilets.
Who came to party today?
BBC Radio 1. Friday night from 7.
Wow.
Got the wrong crowd noise there. You put laughter on it. I thought you were going to put the crowds cheering.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.